Have your thighs ever chafed? Chafe is no joke, but thanks to Mega Babe, it's also no problem. Mega Babe's Thigh Rescue glides onto skin so that chafe is a thing of the past. Experience what 10,000 five-star reviewers rave about at megababebeauty.com. It's a girly quiz. Makeup, nails, and
tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Gather round. It is time for the girly quiz. Yes. Once a week, myself and Ash and the women of Dublin test Dave and all things girly, and it's good fun.
This is what I imagine, you know, when you, it's like, I think it's, you say there's a movie about the crown or something like that, or like the monarchy and stuff, mm-hmm. and everyone in the world is gathered around the radio and the TV. I'm like, is that what happens with the girly quiz?
You feel your heart pounding.
Honestly, this is the mic moment. This is the biggest moment of the week.
I'd imagine in the car where I'd be turning the volume up a bit, you know?
Yes. But if you have kids, maybe turn it a little bit down.
Exactly that.
Yes, we do say, just because we get into some, you know, gnarly subjects on the girly quiz, if you've got little ears in the car or in the room, you might want to hover your hand over the dial. I think it's pretty fine today, to be honest.
Yeah, totally.
In order for Dave to win the week, he has to get all three questions right. He has two lifelines. One is a Simplify, a 50-50, and the other is our phone, a female.
Who is Charlotte, who's standing by this morning to help you out, should you need Charlotte's help, Dave. Would you say you will?
Most likely. If anything, if the past is anything to go by, then yes.
Which it generally is.
Yes. All right, let's do this.
Let's get going. Question one on this week's Girly Quiz. Dave, what do the letters DKNY stand for?
I hate letter questions.
Yeah, I know.
I hate them so much. I don't know, and don't
the possibilities
know.
Possibilities are endless.
Don't know New York.
Don't know New York. Very good.
It's, I don't know, because every time I see it on like a bag or a purse, I'm like, Duckney. Every single time, I'm like, Duckney.
It's like, cook.
Dolce Cabana.
That's so funny. I have a DKNY bag and I will only ever now look at it and go, Duckney.
DKNY. It must be something New York. Dolce Cabana. No, it couldn't be Dolce Cabana.
Cabana.
Yeah.
Cabana. Una.
Is it David Coors? Is Michael's brother? No, I've absolutely no idea. I'm going to have to call in Charlotte on the very first question,
I think. Wowzers, you're going for Charlotte already.
DKNY. Good morning, Charlotte. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
Really well. I'm a bit stressed at the moment. I've 30 seconds on the clock and I'm begging you to tell me, Charlotte, do you know what DKNY stands for?
I'll be honest, I've no idea.
No! Damn it, Charlotte.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Absolute
Charlotte.
Fail.
Could you have a wild guess at it, Charlotte?
I've absolutely no idea.
Okay.
I know it is New York, something.
It is
something
New York. Okay.
Yeah. Do you have any Duckney yourself?
Yeah, do you own any DKNY, Charlotte? No.
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 Okay. Oh, dear.
All right,
dear.
Charlotte.
Well, don't worry about it, Charlotte. Honestly, this is the point of what I watch Wants to Be a Millionaire, without that you ring in the phone a friend, they're like, sorry pal, I don't know. And like it happens all
it does?
The time.
Yep.
Not Charlotte's fault.
Okay.
You do have your Simplify. If you want to go
I could simplify
full hog
it,
on
know.
The first question.
Let's go Simplify, because I've nothing. I've a feeling the D stands for Don, but I've no idea.
Okay.
Let's go for A Simplify.
Alright, Ash, over to you.
I don't know why I said that, because now the Simplify is probably going to say Don.
What do the letters DKNY stand for? Is it A, Donna Karen, New York?
Okay.
Or is it B,
Donkey Kong,
Detroit, Kentucky, New York?
Sorry, say those again?
Donna Karen, New York, or Detroit, Kentucky, New York?
Oh my God.
Why are you so stuck? You always hate on our Simplifies.
But that's a good Simplify.
Is it though?
That's actually...
Really?
On New York. Yeah, it probably isn't Donna Karen. Donna Karen, New York, could be living in New York. What was the other one?
Detroit, Kentucky,
Detroit,
New York.
Detroit, Kentucky, New York. No, let's go Donna Karen.
You said you thought it was Don. Trust your gut, you're absolutely right.
Let's go. Thank God.
Where did you get Don from?
I don't know.
That was interesting.
Also,
I was thinking Don Carleone.
Did you really think it would just be the names of random places like Detroit, Kentucky, New York?
Well, that would make sense. Detroit, Kentucky, New York.
But what would that even mean?
I don't know. It's the places that they're it's their
like
favorite places.
If there
I don't
was
know.
A brand of like Carlo, Dublin, Limerick, Clare.
Show me your Carlo, Dublin, Limerick bag.
All right, we crack on.
Ooh, not off to a great
You're
start.
You're on your own now,
look,
pal.
Yeah, I really am.
Ash. Question number two.
Now I'm really sweating.
Question number two, Dave. Square, almond, and squoval are types of what?
Square,
almond, and squoval are types of what?
Squoval is one of the funnest words I've learned in the last 24 hours.
One of the best words.
Square, almond. Do you know when you started off the question with square, I thought you were going to be like, square, what number? Like, I thought it was going to be a maths question.
Or not shapes, no.
Okay. Square, almond, squoval.
Sounds funny when you say it.
I thought I got it wrong there. I have genuinely no idea. I'm going to say that they are... I know exactly what
girly,
they are.
Think girly.
They're makeup, like, blotches. You know the things that people put makeup on with and it looks like an egg?
Beauty blender.
Beauty blender. That's exactly what it is. It's a beauty blender.
Square, almond and squoval. Are they shapes of beauty blenders?
No!
No! I was like 90% sure on that. Oh, that sucks.
I know what you mean, though, because you would have a squoval one and you would have, like, maybe, well, it looks kind of rectangular.
An almond, I would have thought, like yeah. that. Do you know what I mean? A square
one. Do you know what they
one?
Are now? And I'm going to point my hand at you. They're nail shapes.
They're nail shapes.
And Emma's got a lovely almond nail on her there.
This is a nail shape of almond that you're looking at there on me.
That, and what's a squoval then?
It's like a mix between a square and an oval.
It's right, not quite square at the top. It's a little bit rounded. Okay. But if you were going in to get your nails done, they'd say, what shape are you going for? Do you want the squoval today again, pal?
That's awful. That's really bad. Really good question, though. Very good question.
We haven't had a win in a while.
No.
Or we haven't had a lose in a while, so it was due to happen at some point. Question number three.
For two out of three.
For two out of three. Dave, how long before her due date must a woman take maternity leave? So your due date is on, say, whatever, the 9th of September.
Okay.
When do you have to go on maternity leave?
A week beforehand.
Why did you say a week beforehand?
I have no idea.
Okay.
It's just a period of time.
Did you know that you had to take maternity leave?
I didn't. I actually thought before? You didn't. I thought, like, because I've watched, like, The Office and stuff, and, like, Pam is literally giving birth in the office.
Yeah, this is in Ireland, so these are the rules in Ireland. But also, like, you could obviously go sooner than your due date.
I'm going to go...
Yeah, like, you could still have labour in the office should you go earlier than your due date.
See, it could be a month. It's either one of them. It's either a month or two weeks or a week or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
That's a few different options there. You're going to have to narrow that down.
That's my answer. It's either a month, 2 weeks or a week. I'm going to go with the week.
1 week before your due date.
Do you not think that's a bit soon? To giving birth.
Emma's trying to put me off. I know exactly.
You're about to give birth to a human being. And you're expected to be in here. Imagine me, a week out.
I know exactly that.
You wouldn't be able to reach the microphone.
I'm
like,
right.
I'd literally be saying...
I know I'm right.
This would be me doing the show if I was a week out. Morning! I can't reach the microphone.
I know I'm right because Emma's gone in too much.
Final answer, 1 week.
1 week, final answer.
I tried, love.
She really did. You always try to put me off, though.
She was on your side that time.
Damn it.
The answer is 2 weeks.
Damn it. I was very close.
Now, in fairness, if it was 2 weeks, I'd still be like this. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Yeah.
You're listening to Spin.
Yeah, you'd be ages away from the mic.
It still wouldn't be quite.
Oh,
quite
God, that's a really, really bad girly quiz. Like, one of the worst I've had, I think.
Yes, it was.
Really good time. Questions today, though, lads.
You were getting way too cocky.
It's a girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get...
Sometimes I just have to lose just to give you a little bit of a...
A little bit of lift. Oh, you just did it for us, did you?
Oh, you're so good.
I just love you guys.
You're so good.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Spins, fully charged. Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.